Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
52-year-old Wallacek, who is a, just to be clear, he's not a road sheriff deputy. He's a jailhouse deputy. He works in the holding center. He is currently suspended, just so everyone knows, from his job right now. In this case as well, in this case, I also want to be fair and point out that the sheriff's department has been extremely helpful to me in this investigation. We are working together on this, and I want to commend the sheriff's department along with the Human Trafficking Task Force and the Lancaster Police Department. The Lancaster Police Department, quite frankly, is responsible for initiating this whole series of events. The Lancaster Police Department does a great job in trying to make Lancaster safe. So their detectives, on occasion, surf the internet, look for individuals who are putting themselves out there for prostitution within the boundaries of the town of Lancaster, and that's what happened here. The Lancaster Police Department detectives came upon a website or some type of social media outlet where Melissa Wallacek, who is the wife of the sheriff deputy, was putting herself out there for alleged prostitution. A detective from Lancaster met her in a parking lot at a movie theater there in Lancaster, and she was arrested on August 16th and charged with one count of prostitution, which is a Class B misdemeanor. Her case was originally scheduled for Lancaster Town Court. However, we have a human trafficking court here in the city of Buffalo that Judge Martocci runs. And under the court rules that we have here in Western New York, Judge Martocci has the ability to transfer in any case from any suburban court into her human trafficking court. And she does this for mainly individuals who are charged with prostitution, who are considered, in a lot of instances, victims of human trafficking. Now, when I first heard about this case, I quite frankly didn't immediately jump to the conclusion that Melissa was a victim. I am starting to change my opinion, but I haven't got there yet because I want to do further investigation here as to actually what her husband may or may not have been allegedly doing to her. That is in the early stages of investigation. I'm still looking at that, but her case is still pending in Buffalo City Court in the human trafficking part, and when my investigation is complete, then I will decide what to do with her case. And her case could be, if I believe that, you know, she is a pure victim here, who you know, may or may not been, you know, quote unquote forced in this activity by her husband, which again is an allegation. I'm not saying that she was, but I will look into all aspects of this and then make a decision on how to handle her case in the future. Wallace, the husband, was arrested and arraigned this morning. He was arraigned on an A misdemeanor, one count of promoting prostitution, and his case will now be brought back on January 7th. His case will stay in Lancaster Town Court because I have no thoughts on him being a victim at all. The wife is a different story, but he allegedly is not a victim. He allegedly is the perpetrator here of, again, promoting his own wife for prostitution. And so his case will be kept in Lancaster Town Court and, like I said, returnable on January 7th.
So it's possible he was forcing her to do this?
Anything's possible, Hannah. I mean, again, I'm going to look into this more and find out to the best I can what the relationship was. If it happened on more than this occasion right here, I don't have any, you know, information at this time that occurred on more than one occasion. I mean, he and she are charged with this one occasion. So his, just so I'm clear, his charge of promoting is directly related to her activity in the parking lot at the movie theater in Lancaster on August 16th.
So no idea how long maybe this has gone on.
Correct.
Or if there were any other alleged incidents in the past.
I'm looking into that.
Do you believe there are?
I'm not gonna speculate. I'm not gonna speculate if there are others. I'm going to look into it though.
Do you believe he went to that parking lot with her? The husband and wife went together to the location?
I don't want to comment on that now, George, because that would be evidence that would use a trial. I know for a fact she was there for sure. Whether or not he was there, I'm going to keep that in my pocket right now.
Did she drive herself? She
drove there. Again, I'm not going to comment on whether or not she was by herself or not because I don't want to litigate my case right now, and that'll be evidence that I want to keep close to my vest right now.
Jim, a couple months ago when the Acto case happened, the sheriff, you know, he was pretty blunt in his criticism against you. Are you receiving any sort of blowback this time around?
No, that's why I made the comment initially that they have been cooperative here. Okay. They have been cooperative here. They are. I mean, I don't want to put words in their mouth. You can ask them themselves. But from the information that I've gotten, they are as disturbed by the deputy's alleged conduct as I am.
How long was he working at the holding center, Tina?
I don't know. You have to ask Sheriff that. I'm not sure about Hannah.
You said that this was based from some sort of internet messaging. Was this found out by a tip, or was it just sort of normal voice investigations you came across this?
Normal voice investigation. Lancaster just was, again, I don't want to get too into what their secrets and what they do here, but I can just generally say that they were surfing the internet and came across this.
Is this a recurring problem in Lancaster?
You have to ask them that. This is the first one in Lancaster that I've seen. But then again, I'll be honest with you, though. I'll be perfectly honest with you here. I don't really get involved in, like, town justice court cases in Lancaster, obviously. I'm involved in this one because it involves a sheriff's deputy. And not only that, it also it's a unique situation where a husband is allegedly putting his wife out there for prostitution. So that's obviously a unique angle, and it just so happens to be a sheriff deputy as well. So that's why we're sitting here now in front of me. But again, I don't you know, that we have thousands of cases in town courts across this town that I don't, you know, get involved with on a daily basis.
Sex trafficking is an issue. I mean, Craigslist took down their personals or concerns about human trafficking.
Absolutely.
How the trafficking networks are trying to distribute their messaging and their access.
Oh, absolutely. The individuals who are engaged in sex trafficking, some are more sophisticated than others. Some are part of big operations that are, like I said, more sophisticated. So, you know, we have here, I have... Going back to your question, Michael, I have, and I think I mentioned this too during the Athol case, I have two sheriff employees who work downstairs that come to this office every day. They don't go to the sheriff, they come here every day, and they are in my human trafficking task force. So I have two full-time sheriffs who work here every day. I have a Tonawanda police officer who comes in twice a week, and I have a town of Amherst police officer who comes in twice a week as well. And the four of them are part of my little human trafficking task force that I have right out of this office here. And so I am well aware of the dangers of this. I am well aware of the problems of human trafficking here in Western New York. And I think that by my actions, having my own police department actually in my office here on a daily basis shows how seriously I take us.
In court today, there was a order of protection granted.
Yes.
It seemed a little confusing. They live together, but there's an order of protection in terms of communication as it relates to this case. Why was that specific order of protection issue?
Well, the judge did that after my ADA asked for a full no-contact order of protection. So there's two kinds of order of protections. The first kind is you can't contact a person at all. You can't call them, talk to them, text them, nothing. Full separation. The second kind of order of protection is a what they call a non-offensive order of protection. So the two people can talk to one another, they can live together, they can hang out together, but I just can't harass you. So you and me can be together, all right? But I can't harass you. I can't harm you. I can't bully you, whatever it may be. So my ADA asked for the full no contact. I did that on my own. I'm not one to insert myself in someone's marriage, but I just thought that in this case here, it'd be better if the two of them were separated. They are going through a divorce, apparently, but they are still living together. So I just asked the judge for a full no contact. The judge denied that. He gave me, though, a non-offensive, where he said, all right, to the husband, you can't harass her. You can't harm her at all. You can't annoy her. You can't ask her to do anything sexual out in town, okay? You can't have any discussions at all about this case. Now, I'm not sure how we enforce that, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's a husband and wife who are living together. I mean, let's be realistic here. But we asked for it. And so, the judge precluded him from having any discussion, any ability to ask her to do anything of this type of nature, which you would think is common sense anyway, but we got it on paper. And obviously, the next step is he can't force her or harass her or harm her. And again, just so I'm clear, Hannah, I'm not saying he forced her in the past either. I'm looking into that. But we just took I took the initial step just to ask for it, to have it out there. That information is part of my case against him. And so I'm not going to talk about that at this time.
The human trafficking court.
Yes, sir.
What are the benefits of that? Do you feel there are benefits to having a special court?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the overwhelming majority of individuals who are mainly females are victims, in a sense, to this problem. They are economically disadvantaged. They are a lot of times addicted to either drugs or alcohol. They are forced to do activity by someone else who either is physically threatening them, who is physically harming them, who maybe got them on drugs or alcohol to begin with and has addicted them to a drug or alcohol in the first place. And so to view this group of individuals, again, who are mainly women, as victims, to try to get them help that they need to get them off the streets, to get them off the internet, to get them out of the life that they are living, I think has benefits. And I think it's helping people out. And it's helping, like I said, mainly women get out of this cycle that they're in.
The Erie County Sheriff's Office was the main, office that was investigating this.
So that was Lancaster.
Okay.
It was Lancaster PD. Lancaster PD started it. They're the ones who searched the internet and found her, the post. And they met her in the parking lot. So the sheriff's office got involved after Lancaster got involved. Lancaster told the sheriff about this. They say, hey, one of your deputies is involved here. And then the sheriff's got involved with our office and then we continue the investigation in this case. So they were very helpful.
Just clarify, what do you mean by putting her out there? Okay, so there's some language about putting her out there. Is that forcing her out there?
Yeah.
Wanting her? I know that goes to the point
of yeah.
Victim,
yeah.
But when you say putting her out there,
well, the appropriate legal phrase is promoting prostitution. So I have legally charged him with promoting prostitution and basically promoting her. So that's a better phrase to use than putting her out there. Even though they mean the same things, Jeff, to tell you the truth. But now, how exactly he promoted her and how exactly he put her out there, for lack of a better phrase, that's going to be evidence that I have to use against him in his case. So I'm not going to get into details as to how he actually did that at this time. Once it's done, I'll be more than happy to talk about it.
Can you talk about maybe the wording that is used in these type of ads, and how do people put these ads out? Don't they know that they're going to get? I mean, if you're promoting prostitution and you're writing it on a forum or online, you're putting it out to the world that you're committing a crime, right?
You are, but you're taking the risk, Hannah, that an undercover Lancaster cop's not going to show up at the parking lot, that a John is going to show up at the parking lot, and you're not going to get caught. So that's the risk you take. That you know the risk that you take is when you put it out there on. I mean, this is for online prostitution in general. When you engage in online prostitution, you have to say to yourself, "I'm going to take the risk of having a John show up at the movie theater parking lot, at the hotel room, at the whatever site you're going to meet up at, all right, and not have it be an undercover cop." In this case, unfortunately for Melissa, it was a Lancaster PD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.